Hey, we're joined by The Wrong Omar, the band that we've been giving a hard time to all evening. And we're going to go, of course, you can see this as you're listening to the radio from left to right.
Imagine.
Yeah. Bob, is it Grothy?
Or? Yeah, that's right, Grothy.
Hey, I got it right off the bat, huh, Bob?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. And he's over there playing guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah. That's what you're up to. And then on the drums is Tom Hells, and that's, I said it with one L.
Yeah, correct. One L.
I did okay.
You can pronounce it with two L's.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I always mess it up.
Just spell it with one and we're good.
Yeah, now we got Bob hidden over there. And we have a newcomer as far as the Roadhouse is concerned, and that's Mike Ransford. And Mike, welcome to the... Now, what are you playing over there? We better find out. There's a mic up here.
It's called a U-Bass.
Okay.
It's a ukulele bass.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Those are some big strings.
It looks like the ukulele, and the strings are about 10 times thicker than
the older I get, I like to travel light. So.
Is that like yarn on there?
No, it's like rubber bands.
Oh, rubber bands. A ukulele bass. That's cool. So that's four strings, and that's...
Right.
Huh.
Tuned just like a regular bass.
That's something. Yeah. We're going to hear it tonight. And then we got Joy Shaheen, who's over there as Wrong Omar.
Yes.
Welcome, Joel.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you here again.
It's good to be here. The food's good. I mean, do you do this every weekend?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pizza and cucumber salad and the whole works.
We have nothing better to do. That's what we do. Yeah, now, we mentioned earlier that we got a little preview in the mail from you. I appreciate that, along with your latest CD.
I sent you some poetry, too, I think.
And you did.
I individualized each submission there.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sweet.
And of course, I also looked in. You've had, I think, is it four albums out?
Something like that.
This one came out in April.
And right. Every one of them came out in April. In fact, April 1st is the date on every album you put out. Now, what is
Wait,
with
no,
that?
You've been stalking me. It's part of my lifestyle choice. I canoe in the Boundary Waters in August.
Uh-huh.
I go hang around this part of the country in September because it's nice. And in the winter, I go down to Savannah. Down in the south, and then I loop around and do the next album in March, and then release it in April.
Oh, that's the reason.
You can set your watch by it.
It has nothing to do with April Fool's Day.
I didn't realize it was. I didn't. It was a complete coincidence. It surprised me.
And the name of your latest one?
Zemblanity.
Did you look that up, Buck?
No,
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. It's a very cool.
I can tell the story.
Yeah.
Great.
When the song comes up. You want to hear that now?
Hey, we're ready
That's
to
a
hear
great
music.
Song. Let's
Actually,
like
let's
it.
Start with More Than Miles, because we're all tuned up for that.
We'll get those Zemblanity later.
And sweet caresses, heart to heart, and hand to hand. Now correspondence is a vague reflections echoing. Create responses just as if you're right there listening to me. More than Mars. Now stand between us, mountains high and rivers deep. Now it won't matter if you're standing right across from me. For two straight lines, however close, we'll never meet. More than time has passed between us, canyons wide and open seas. Now it won't matter if you're moving right next door to me. You got to do what's best for you and I for me. We're more than miles. Now stand between us, mountains high. river's deep. Now it won't matter if you're standing right across from me. We're two straight lines, however close we'll never meet. We're set between us,
dreams unheard,
we'll never be. I haven't forgotten, have let go, I had to, can't you see? Protecting what I have means letting go of certain things.
Oh,
more than miles. Now stand between us, mountains high and rivers deep. Now it won't matter if you're standing right across from me. We're two straight lines, however close we'll never meet. Now it won't matter if you're standing right across from me. We're two straight lines, however close we'll never meet. We're two straight lines, we'll never meet.
Yeah. Grong Omar.
Very nice. That's the number one piece on the CD, that Semblanity CD. Are all these written by you, Joey?
Yes.
Great.
It's kind of a best of. That was an older one. And it was kind of a happy accident. It was just sounding great. And my producer said, you should put this first. And mm-hmm. so we did. Mm-hmm. Good starting track.
Yeah, it's very nice. The stories, are they personal?
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
He's changing his name all the
There's
time.
There's a little pain involved yeah. in some of these songs.
hence the name of the band.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't me. That was the other Omar.
That line from the movie, you lied. I'm an author. I give the truth scope.
So, when you're gone, as you said, you're traveling? Different times of the year.
Yep.
The band doesn't travel with you.
No.
So you guys play only part of the year then
local
together.
Local shows. I've taken them to Chicago so far and then up here in Duluth. And they don't get out much. And
don't
when
they
do, yeah. we get in all kinds of trouble usually.
I can understand
we
that.
We get sucked into different social cultures.
Especially Bob over there, you know.
Oh, no.
He's tough.
We were at Minnehaha Falls Park in South Minneapolis this last Wednesday, near the thundering Minnehaha Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a racy place, boy. You'll get in trouble there.
Did you stay out of trouble,
You're
Bob?
Way out on the thin ice there.
I think I did.
Hard to remember?
it was a beautiful night.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Good.
No trouble. Yeah. Joe has tried to entice us to retire early.
That's you guys
true.
Are still stacking your 401ks. Go ahead. It's well for you.
Exactly that.
I'll be living in your basement in a few years.
You know when your microphone is upside down like his over there.
The drummer has to get used to that. Yeah.
What are you going to expect? You know?
That's a real gold chain he has on, too.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a
gold-plated.
Sexy hairy chest on him.
I want to hear more about this... Accordion. What was that called? You know, that's a.
It was a bass.
It's a U bass.
Yeah, a U bass. If you took three more strings off of that, I could play it. Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe not. No.
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah.
Four mess with me sometimes.
It sounded pretty good. There. How did you arrive at that instrument as opposed to did you played a bass before, a regular
yeah.
bass guitar?
Yeah. I saw a guy on stage playing one and it sounded great. Looked real easy to carry, so
yeah,
I thought it'll work for me.
It wasn't long ago we had a guy with an upright bass in studio a couple weeks ago.
A lot of them are retiring those uprights.
Yeah,
these guys.
Little easier to travel
for older bassist.
Right. Yeah, you gotta be older than 55 to get
one. Oh, do you? That's just the way it works.
The bulging disc, you know, you C5 injury, you go to that U-base.
Well, Medicare won't pay for them if you're under 65.
I sent in a claim.
Oh, you did? Good luck with that one. Yeah. Maybe you don't have a number either.
No.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
You guys are playing at the tavern this weekend.
Yes, we are. I think we'll be inside tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be outside up on the Crow's Nest or the Pirate's Cove, whatever that stage is up there.
Raven's Nest.
The Raven's Nest.
The Raven's Nest?
Yep.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yeah, you can get a crowd up there. It's pretty darn nice to be playing out in the open air like that, unless it rains.
No, but tomorrow night, we've already given the forecast. Yeah, it's going to be nice. Yeah,
that's never wrong.
No, it's never wrong.
And Becky and Laura will be with us, too. They're driving right now. They couldn't make it for the radio show, but they'll be with us tonight doing some of their tunes as well.
And they are part of the band?
Becky's my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She's released a record this year, Sexy Cake. Okay. You can look it up on Bandcamp. And she's getting it placed on different some soundtracks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I helped produce that one. And then I produced a record for Laura, her roommate, Laura Lou. So they're all writing away, and so they're supporting us this weekend on this trip.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think your daughter was here last time were here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very talented. So I'd like to hear now, you were talking about telling us a little bit about where that name of the album came from.
And the tune.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what serendipity is? It's pursuing goal A and achieving some alternate goal by accident and having it be much better. Well, Zimblanity is the opposite. It's achieving your goal and having it be real crummy.
I see.
Yeah, I did read one of the online definitions, which you'll probably agree with, is the inevitable discovery of what we would rather not know. Which I thought was
that's
pretty
good. good spin on it. So two or three marriages ago, I was in love with this woman, and it was a wonderful thing, but one of us was still married, and so it was a problem. And so I told her, I said, you're going to meet a man, the man of your dreams, and when you do, I'll love him like a brother. I'll stand up at your wedding. I'll walk you down the aisle. I'll do whatever it takes to convert this epic romantic love into one of friendship. And she was very mad, and she threw stuff at me. But a few years went by, and she called me on my pledge, and she had met this guy, and I flew out for the wedding celebration, and he was a great guy, and we were all having fun, staying up late, talking and drinking, and in the heat of the moment, he elbowed me like I should stand up and make a toast, which I did. I stood up and spoke in the moment, as they say, extemporaneously. And when I opened my mouth, the wrong thing came out. Thus the Zimblanity part. Was that a sufficient explanation?
I think that was... You got it somewhere.
You hear the song now.
Is it a true story? It is now. All right, Zimblanity.
Told you that I needed the two of us as friends. I didn't want to thought I needed a setting you free in the end. I promised you that you'd fall in love once more before the end. I guess it's the flip side of serendipity. When it hit me, I'm in love with a woman in love. My best friend, I'd shake his hand and hug you both, then it would be a happy end. Then I love him like a brother, and as a brother he baited me. Then I hit the flip side of serendipity when I told him I'm in love with a woman in love. so happy that she called me, that all the hurt was done, and how you were so happy, and how he was the one. We stayed up late and we talked and drank. I thought we was having fun when he turned and asked to say what was on my mind. So I told him, I'm so glad I came to your party, thanks for inviting me. I came just like I promised, I really like you actually. I'll raise my glass to toast him extemporaneously. Then I hit the flip side of serendipity when I told him I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. A woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love. I'm in love with a woman in love with you. With you. I'm in love with a woman in love with you.
That's really a great song. That's a good one.
That was the Ron very Omar, nice. Bob Grothy over there on guitar. And we got Tim Hales over on the drums, Mike Ransford on the uke bass, and of course Joey Sheehan on everything else.
Shaheen.
Guitar, harmonica, Shaheen.
That's part of my fitness program, to jump back and forth on this kick drum and the tambourine.
Did you?
Is it working?
It works.
Did you need
I can
any,
fit into these pants now.
Did you need any medical care after that? You gave that toast to the, the guy.
Well, some things are best left untold.
Okay.
Otherwise, your sensors might get upset.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys, do you have a community radio station that you become part of in any way?
Well, the current down in Minneapolis is basically a public radio station, and they support local music, play a lot of local music out there.
Sure.
I mean, it's a big station and a big market, but it's like this in a lot of ways.
Exactly. Yeah. We, I don't know how long we've been having, this is like year 16, 17?
Of the radio station?
Yes,
1998.
Yep.
April of 1998.
16.
Yep.
So, and for most of that time, we've had live music on the Roadhouse.
Yep.
All these years, and we've got great venues here in the community, and you guys will be at one of them tonight. And what time do you start?
8 or 9, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Depends. If someone's eating there, they won't let us start.
Oh, yeah.
They have to linger
That's
over
right.
there.
You're playing
cocktails.
Indoors.
Yeah. Indoors.
Indoors.
Are you going to have more than the four of you tonight? I mean, are the...
Becky and Laura.
Becky and Laura.
And probably
be there?
Bob Lemaitre.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Bob's going to join
in. On the box.
He's,
cool.
He's putting us up for the night. Right,
so
Bob?
You got to let him play. Huh?
Yeah, he's going to wait to see how much he gets to play.
We got to see what his place is like first, I suppose.
Well, there's that, too.
The bands won't let him play, you know. They.
He'll do anything. No, he's a very gracious guy himself, he and his wife, so he'll be well taken care of. And I imagine you have another tune you'd like to play us.
Sure, we can do the one that you love. It's another one off the record.
You're going to play the one I love?
It's called The One That
Is
You
it
Love.
The one you
oh,
love?
That one. Oh, I thought you were talking about the song that I love.
I thought it was Bob. I've
never heard that before.
Okay.
He's always just a simple phone call away. He never strays far from home. He answers on bells ring. No matter how late he comes to walk you home, he keeps up with the noise, 'cause it's too quiet alone. So you order another round and crank up the sound. But is he the one that you love? Is he the one you can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going. But is he the one that you love? Now he's no threat, he never do you no harm, but he's got a heart of his own. He keeps you warm when you're afraid of the dark, a jingle in your heart to drown your sad song. He puts a graveyard shift down while you go shoot up the town. While you order another round and crank up the sound. But is he the one that you love? Is he the one you can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going. But is he the one that you love? Is he the one that you love? Is he the one that you love? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going. But is he the one that you love? Six a.m. at the ring of a bell, you fix a lunch for the day. And once a month, his baggy pack, he flies to work, now he's half a world away. You're vacuum of the house, take the children to play, while he orders another round and cranks up the sound. But are you the one that he loves? Are you the one he can't stop thinking of? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going. But are you the one that he loves? Are you the one that he loves? Are you the one that he loves? He wakes up every morning, he gets your coffee going. But are you the one that he loves?
Oh, that's a great sound.
The Wrong Omar.
Great sound.
Music and lyrics by Joey Shaheen.
If you like pedal steel, we had Joe Savage come in from who's been on Prairie Home Companion many times, and he's playing pedal steel on the record there. Yeah. And he's on a few more on that. And we also had Billy Thomas from Johnny Lang's band on drums, and Danny Neal from Martin Zeller, and Toby Marshall on Hammond, who's played with many people. So.
Yeah, that's quite some nice production features on this.
And John Wright from Let It One Write, he produced it. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And it sounded like there were some fidelity problems in the relationship that he was describing in that song as well.
Potential.
I'm sensing a pattern to you. Right. Sensing a pattern to your music.
At first, I thought it was a triangle, but it sounded like more than a triangle.
Well, if you're reading that into it, I can't account for what's going on in your head. I mean,
sounds like your music's great, but your life is really screwed up.
It doesn't come from personal experience.
No, I don't know anything about that.
He's heard from others. That's how that all works. Yeah. Well, those are three really, really nice tunes. We have time while we're waiting for, while we're ready for some more phone calls here.
Okay.
For one more tune, if you guys have them. But when does the book come out, Joey?
I have a book of poetry. I'm going to put poems on drink coasters. That's going to be my gimmick, and just mail them to the venues, and people can drink their beer and read poetry.
You're going to have photographs in there, too?
I think so, maybe.
Okay, good.
Cartoon,
okay.
Graphic novel of some sort.
Throng Omar, what have you got in mind?
We got one more. We're going to do Spit It Out, and people come out to Gunflint Tavern tonight. We got Marshall amps and stuff. We're going to get kind of loud this weekend. It should be a good time.
The neighbors are going to love it. Yeah. You'll be enjoying that music up at your place.
Yeah, I will be. Yeah,
will you be the one that calls in?
No, I don't complain.
You don't spit it out. An up, down, another bout, another round. You don't spit it out. A free, locked, paper, scissors, rock. Why don't you just spit it out? Spit it out. I put everything in a basket. Well, you hold tight to your best. Words you can't seem to say. You're looking for rhyme or reason. Well, I stay and I leave. Well, those words come out one day. Now, are you in or are you out? Can you stay with all your doubts? Why don't you just spit it out? Spit it out. Now, you can scream and you can shout. Right to my face out loud, but please just spit it out. Spit it out. Down, up, another round, another bout. You never let it out. Left, right, another day, another night. You never let it out. You're open, you're closed, you flip the sign round, it goes, you never let it out, you never let it out. With all I have on the table, do me honest words if you're able. Tell me, have you crossed the line? There's no shame in showing the card that you're holding. We called each other down, now it's showdown time. Now are you in or are you out? Can you stay with all your doubts? Why don't you just spit it out? Spit it out. Now you can scream and you can shout right to my face out loud, but please just spit it out. Spit it out. We called each other down, now it's showdown time. Now are you in or are you out?
Can you stay with all your doubts? Why don't you just spit it out? Spit it out. Now you can scream and you can shout right to my face out loud, but please just spit it out. Spit it out.
In, out, open, shut, free, locked. Paper, scissors, rock. Oh, why don't you just spit it out? Spit it out.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Wrong Omar.
Wrong Omar.
Always a pleasure.